This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It's a good morning from me to you. I hope you're well. What's in a dream? Yes. Is it a message? Or is just the mind being creative? We're talking about dreams. What are they? Should they have a meaning? I'm emphasizing that part because I'm like, hey man, should they have a meaning? What's in this dream? Is it just some subconscious extension of reality? Or is there more to it? Yeah? Some dream falling. Yeah? Some dream they are being chased but they can't run. I mean, those are like paralyzing ones. But they are also happy ones. But do they mean anything? What does it mean when somebody who has passed on gives you money in a dream? Now, back in the day, people saw dreams as vessels of meaning that contained divine messages. And years later, nothing has changed, actually. We still look for meaning in our dreams. Dreams are an experience, sensory experience, they say, that happen while we sleep. You see images, you hear sounds, and you feel physical sensations. Some remember their dreams, others, like Thabo, don't. However, sometimes our dreams are so vivid, and you experience deja vu, and you can't help but feel a sense of agency for these dreams to be interpreted. And my issue with dreams is, why do they have to be encrypted? I get it, my message. Why does it have to be like, I must solve a parable? Give it to me at my level so as I understand it. And this is where traditional healers come in, prophets, mediums come in, to help us make sense of what the celestial world is trying to tell us. Amarlos trying to bring to us, or God is trying to tell us, because clearly there's a message, right? If there is. Hence my question: should dreams have meaning? Are you a dreamer? And maybe you have a recurring dream and it's bothering you. You want to, you know, get interpreted. Some people have vivid dreams, so vivid that the things they dream about actually happen. Wrong, eh? Hashtag interpreting dreams with the book.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
There are 3 typical dreams that happen, and most of us do get them. What do they mean? Deboho, the medium, is here. Deboho, you say when you get, what are dreams?
What are dreams? It could be you've got a calling. It could be that your senses are trying to communicate with you with something that you've left in your past, and they want you to be able to get closure of it. But most of it is about a calling that you're supposed to go through it.
Okay, please call me.
Okay, please call me.
Araba.
Please wake up. Emelaribuelwena.
Number 2, when you get dreams, animal dreams.
Animal dreams. Animal dreams could be a lion, it could be
a snake.
Dog, it could be a snake. What is important about the dreams is the content of the dream. So, for example, if it's a snake, it's a yellow snake, it's a brown snake, you know that it's an ancestor. So, they are there to deliver a message, or they are just there to say, we've got you covered, we are protecting you, we're watching over you. So, you're safe. Don't worry about anything. Or they're just there to tell you something is. Somebody's doing something wrong, which will be about a red or a black snake, which is not usually the correct thing, the nicest thing of them all. But all the dreams are highly, highly important.
The most dream on the last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on when you should pay attention to your dreams is the flying dreams.
The flying dreams. The flying
dreams.
Wow. Very, very. And I get a lot of things. People say, I've been dreaming me flying on the air. it means that you are running away from something. It means that through your present life, there's something that you're supposed to deal with, and you're busy diving that thing. Could be that maybe throughout your life, you were abused or molested, or you went through a disappointment, and you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to move away from your present life and move on to the future. So your life is basically hanging. It's showing you that something you need to be done.
What if you're falling?
Falling, similar thing. Disappointments, not being able to deal with what's happening currently. People have got this tendency of not wanting to deal with their current situations, mm-hmm. and with that, it makes them to suffer a lot. And then their dreams will tell them, this is still outstanding, you know, deal about that. And for instance, if, like I said, if you're abused or mm-hmm. or molested, or
what about dumpy,
or you were I would love to say take that. you know, it's just basically disappointments, things that are not going well in your life. It says, I want you to deal with this particular thing, pay attention to it. So they will come in that form of a picture to give you, to say, this is what you're supposed to pay attention to. But obviously, when we get into it at 10 o'clock, you guys will hear how I explain this, because people only think that dreams are just about a meaning, but they don't know that it's basically about the content. The content of the dream is very important. I could dream a snake, Frederick could dream a snake, but how the snake
and
the color and everything that happened in the dream, it's not the same for all of us. So the content is very important, so that people like us can be able to give you a proper meaning of that dream.
Deboho Mfete, the medium, is here, and today it's not about the future, it's not about the past, it's about the dreams.
Yes.
The dreams.
Just dreams.
We're not wasting any more time. Klosh.
Hi, Mr. T and Mr. Deboha. With me, I normally have weird dreams, but most that's always like stand out is the one that I will dream being in the weird place, like I'm walking into the weird place, and I'm always being told that I'm a sangoma, and it actually confuses me, because when I wake up in the morning, my feet, it's either they are swollen or they are tired, like I was literally walking. My date of birth is
24 January 1991. Mm-hmm. Yes. Kunetlozi kusisi la. There's a clause of Umguni. So that is the one that is actually troubling you. So when you are dreaming of you walking into wet spaces or wet places, it means that there will be a time in your life, in your calling, where you have to go somewhere for somebody to be able to initiate you or point you to the right direction. So you do have a calling, but it's not finished. It's not completed. You need somebody to guide you, to be able to tell you, this is step number one, step number two. So with your date of birth, yes, I can confirm that you do have Idlozi, and this Idlozi is Idlozi of Umguni, and there's a lot of also the stuff that you will do with herbs. You're going to be working with herbs, because you do have that gift also, good to ufolise abantu olaphe abantu, but using herbs. So follow that and pay attention. What I'll also recommend that you bring and make the dreams more closer is that get a yellow candle. Get that yellow candle, light it, and also buy sage, and just connect with Idlozi from your mother's side, because these are the people that are actually troubling you, and they can be more specific and more clearer about what is their dreams all about, or what is it that they want you to do. But this is the direction that you're pointing. Go to Idlozi. Yes, you do have a gift, and then it's going to be clear as time goes on.
Hashtag interpreting dreams with Deboho. Corny, straight to the point. What's your dream?
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thank you.
How are you, Deboho? Good. My dream is my husband passed away 8 years ago. So the relationship between my mother-in-law and me, it was a good relationship. And then my mother-in-law passed away last year, September. So I dreamt of my mother-in-law saying to me, good things want to come to you, but you don't appreciate, you don't, like, you don't do things a certain way that you should do. So my question to her was, what should I do, understand, in a dream? And then she said to me, no, I can't tell you, but the more things want to come to you, but you don't appreciate.
What's your birth date?
It worries me, yeah.
What's your birth date?
My birth date is 1976, 23 February.
February. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Sissy. With you, it's about the reason why your mother-in-law is communicating with you, and she's late. You said that she's late, and also your husband is late.
Yes.
Is because he's trying to tell you that your husband is not within your space. He's not within your vicinity. You need to go and collect the spirit of your husband, because your husband been there with you in your marriage and everything, and now that now he's late and he's not there, you go and collect him. You get him into your own space so that he can be able to guide you through your life. He can be able to open up some of the things. He feels a bit sidelined, and he feels like, okay, since that I'm not here physically, and now that I'm an ancestor, you don't care about me anymore. So it's just more about connecting with him, feeding him what he used to like, and connecting with him on that level. So your husband, because now you don't, he feels like he's been sidelined. He doesn't come himself. He uses the mother to say, understand, because there's a lot of things about long hofatsona, but when so their mother will be the mediator between you and then lewanagai. So whenever what you have to do going forward now, let me give you a solution.
Yes,
you go now to go libiteng la monagao. You take a white candle, ungampepo, ungameti, omofa meti, because he used to like meti, especially abatang kahul, afridge. He used to drink a lot of that. He used to do a lot of that. So,
not necessarily water, but alcohol.
Alcohol. But in this instance, I got to mele alcohol. Because then eat nanul alcohol, and then the next two tsoriki, whatever simutsori, he would drink that lot of water. So, munkele meti, ow. And then oyo o communicate alena, and then om mulele gore you saw that you took time go to communicate alena for long, how munik lecta, and then onelena go bolong gore o tlo monka o motse ya, you just take maybe go libitleng la gae mo tlhogong ya gae o nka mmu o kapa letlapa, whatever the case might be, use a white 1 meter cloth and onke moya o, and just take it home with you, put it in a space where you know gore you're able to communicate le ena mo letele candle, and just have that, because I think I'm going to say you can't be able to protect you, he can be able to arrange some of the things away, a way forward. Because
I'm not talking about boyfriend.
You are stuck. There's some things.
No, there's no boyfriend.
You're stuck at all, na, more, na. But you want him. It's like you want some kind of validations. It's like whether had that for that validation, you will then be able to go through. And little thing, you're not sure if now you want to proceed with your life, maybe to enter into a relationship, or ask him if this is the right time to move. He will give you a signal. He'll give you a sign to say, is this the right time, or is this not the right time, or is it the right person for Wena or not? But open up and move on. But you're going to do amazing things. And Ompan's happy, like fixing of the house, or sort of like a relocation, because that's what he wanted to you guys to do. Is it right? Are you confirming that?
Yes. So, definitely right.
Exactly.
Yes.
So work on that. Or the plan still is delayed, because there was a drawing of something, sort of like a house.
And yes.
That's good. So go with that drawing and to a lapel any plan. So, but you're going to do amazing things. Your spirit is in the right place.
Yes.
Good
because of everything. He passed away 3 days after we relocated to the new house.
Yes. Yes, that's good.
Also, anyway.
Hello.
So, omunka wena, omunka ore, since when you couldn't move in physically, I'm going to now move you spiritually. Kifitile muntu nyare na encha, dulamo, protect this house.
Now I moved back home. I'm home now.
Why did you move? Why did you move back home, if I may ask that?
It was a thing that, it's a story that I was moved by my in-laws.
Okay.
To cut the story short.
Okay. I would advise that you listen in and keep in touch with me so that I can be able to guide you further. But there was no need for you to move. But I can see that the in-laws moved you back because they say of culture and all that. But there was no need because there was a way that you guys can be able to settle this. So I would want to be a mediator between you and your in-laws if you allow me and your in-laws allow me. So listen to the radio at the end of the show. You will get my numbers and then we'll take it from there.
All right, Connie.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. There you go. She's innocent.
Pratsi, Punjab. I'm Kulmanombad. yazi mina angazi ubhuti bengangisiza yini njalo uma ngiphupha esikoleni khale ngiphupha kunomunye umjida nje usala seceleni kwami nanamhlanje futhi ngiphuphe yena yabona ngathi nje manje sizobhala i-test afazi i-test yani engathi information unayo but uyangincisha so cabanga ngesikolo kungasiqeda by 2011 so stinje njalo ihlale ngiwarisha ukuthi if why uma ngiphuphe ngisesikoleni ngiphuphele umjida eseduze kwami akaloni usizo kumina so angazi but kungasizakala kanjani lapho
awuzwakele kwendaba ezitho Innocent Mbatha Teboho.
I don't know why he's questioning this person, because everybody's got a spiritual guide that you work with. So that person is a spiritual guide. He's an angel saying, this is what you have to do. You need to go and finish whatever that you're supposed to finish. With him, I pick up, he's got a lot of unfinished businesses. It's either through work or either study or plans of just a life to say, I want to succeed and get into this space or business. Mm. So why is this idiot saying that? I'm with you. Wherever that you walk, I'm always with you. Finish. Don't be afraid, because he's got a lot of uncertainty with him. He's got a lot of doubts, and he lacks a lot of he lacks confidence. So he needs to work on his confidence and be able to know. What he needs to do, he just needs to get a yellow candle and light it and ask this person, who are you? Reveal yourself more so I can know who is communicating with me. Because there's no way that Utabo from next door can communicate with you. So it's obvious that this person is within the family. From where I can pick up is a grandfather from the side of the mother. So he needs to ask this grandfather, what is it that he wants? How he wants him to, how does he want him to be guided forward? And then he'll be able to reveal more and more, and they will communicate with each other. The other thing, this person, he likes a smoke, so he needs to get like ukwai or something. When this person comes, he needs to light ukwai. I'm not sure if this person was Atsuba or not, but even if this person who works with him, he used to be a smoker. So for him to get a clear connection, he needs to get a cigarette, and there more will be revealed in terms of their vision and their dreams.
Before we play a song, Ntokozo, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Is it right?
I'm good, thanks, Bati. Hi, Abutebukho.
Hi, Ntokozo, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good.
What's your dream?
It's not necessarily my dream, but it's about someone who dreamed of me.
Okay.
So, Mutuoki, cousin from my father's side, my very closest cousin.
Go ahead.
So, Lorile, kotorong e, are, Lorile, kisokafet. So, I just want clearance on that.
What's your birth date?
24 June 2000. Okay. All right. It's not really that you're going to die, because people, whenever they dream about I'm going to die. It could because with you, what I'm seeing, there's a lot of darkness in your life. There's a lot of stagnation. So you need to, you want answers. You are basically trying to get solutions. You have tried before to interact with people like me, but they were not clear enough to say what's causing the stagnation. So that is caused on your father's side. You need to get in contact with your father's side, and they need to do a ceremony that will gonna open up things for you, so you can be able to see things clearer. It's not necessarily saying that you're going to die. It's just saying that things are bad, and they're not looking good for you, you know. So all you need to do now, just engage more with your father's side to get that stagnation out of the way, and your things will be able to move in as time goes on. You yourself, you also dream, but your issues now is that you forget your dreams. So you need to try and memorize your dreams, or to try and write it down. Have a bit of a journal where if you dream something, don't try and make it that thing to make sense for you. Because I can tell you something, ancestors use a lot of riddles, or most of the dreams are riddles. Yeah, they're not sure exactly what you're saying. So if don't try or it's a sense going, you will then have to engage with somebody like me, a spiritual guide or a dream interpreter like me, who can be able to tell you why do that dream actually entails. But you're going to make it. Don't lose focus about who you are. I'm worried about your health. There's a lot of movement in your stomach and womb. Get that checked. You're going to see a specialist. Are you confirming that?
True.
Okay. So you're going to see a specialist.
Oh,
man, but it's got nothing to do with castor
oil. Oh, sorry.
We are saying, you know.
Oh, so,
so just go and see if you can be able to see a gynecologist or a specialist that can be able to assist you with your womanhood and all that. But you're going to do amazing things. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
There you go. This is the monthly special. We do this once a month with Deborah Mfete, the interpreter, the medium. And this time, the other time we looked at the future, we looked at the past, and this time around we're looking at the interpretation of dreams. Should they have a meaning? Well, here's Dimakatso. Dimakatso are, Debo. I dreamt my best friend's late husband. He came with a group of men to my grandparents' homestead. They said, directions. Then they asked for food. My best friend fainted in the dream when she saw her husband. What does that even mean?
Okay. Ki dimakaso.
Dimakaso
ke na monna ga a leng a shilling or the friend.
The friend's husband.
Kena
best friend's late husband, yeah.
Ke na a shilling.
Yes.
Okay, and then who cooked?
She did.
The best friend.
Yes.
Okay. So it means hore there's a issues of itlozilele sa kena kamu ntlung, kamu jarateng, similar to that other lady's call.
Okay.
He needs to go and collect the spirit of the husband.
So the best friend's she must go
and collect.
Ayeko libitli
collect munna wa gae. And it says ke kro ke batho ba se batho fela, ke batho ba le rong ba practice setso, ke batho ba go bogosing. Ba ditlhalosa motorong. Gore ke tswa go bogosing, which is this kingship and all those things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And then when they cooked, it means sedimo se tshwere ke tlala. He needs to perform a ceremony ya go goga sedimo, ya go balata a batlhatswe, a ba kenye ka mojarateng. So what she needs to do, she doesn't have to be confused. She needs to keep in touch le familia kobo monnagae to say, how do I do this? How does this unfold? How do I do this process ya ritual? Go monka yang ha le kenya motho a shile, because ka setso sa bona ka bogosing bo they do that. Ha motho a shile a couple of months, they go and collect the spirit and then ba etsa a ritual ba le kenya ko ntlong gore le kgone go dula go na le ntho ba re ke umsama ke ba e bia mo gore go phagamisa le tlose. So that what needs to be done. So for that communication, it clearly says there's a lack of the presence is not there, the
yeah.
spirit is not there, it's not happy, it's hungry, it needs to eat, and the ritual needs to be done.
So why is the best friend fainting?
The best friend necessarily fainting, it is not everything in the content of the dream will be important. Could be na fainter because of obona batho ba otibile motho are staying on whatever and then gele tshogo. So there's necessarily nothing to do with
but the core
but the core, the content is there's a lack of little listening thing, little pahamang handle, little tabang, little batlang hoots, some mosivity, little court. I care not a jack of it. In the morning we eat, in the afternoon we eat a kid. So why don't we now once a month we say, Mama or Papa or Aussie, that drink ya high or that water or that tea, kolibitling? And then why would you not invite that ethos into your space? So this is what it's actually all about.
What does it mean if you dream a snake vomiting out a person?
A snake vomiting out a person. It will depend what kind of a snake. So what he didn't tell us is the color. But I'll just try and work around it. So vomiting is not a good thing. And to be swallowed by a snake is also not a good thing. Because it could be that lomuntulo une a spirit of amandao, you know, which is the spirit of the waters. So there is a something that I'm picking up, that there is a spirit of a calling, you know, and then the spirit of the water. So if you are being swallowed, it means that there's something selong gore motho o wa sokola to committing in terms of gift hai. So ntse ile pheta hatsa morore o itseng committing, then that plays out, yes it did, they played out guy snake. But what you were supposed to tell us, what kind of a snake it is and what happened through the vomiting. Because was it only a vomiting or did
Is this person alive?
And the other interpretation could be the ancestors are not happy with him in general. If it's a him or her, they're not happy in general. So he needs to do something to understand. Fortunately enough, they didn't leave us a date of birth. So that's going to
just go there.
Description of what actually is happening.
All right. Ariyahe. Tapem.
Yes, Dr. Mkwe.
Koko Gunjan.
Togozan.
Togoza Koko. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a dream that confuses me a bit, right? Whereby I have my aunt who was tied up in ropes. lying on the floor. This aunt of mine, when I was 9, she sexually molested me, okay? Mm-hmm. And now I have my mom in the middle and my uncle on the right-hand side who looked disappointed. But now, what confuses me is that my mom, as she is crying, she's busy confessing to say, we are sorry for everything that we've done to you, and because you were your mama's favorite boy child, and we didn't want to see any progress with you. Forgive us for what we have done, forgive us. And then I started shouting and screaming at my mom to say, but why? What have I done to deserve that treatment or that punishment from you?
What's your birthday, Tolo?
It's 29th 06.
29 June, the year?
81.
29
June 1981.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Tapelo. First of all, I'd like to find out something. Did your mom know that you were molested?
I recently told them this December 2020.
Is a recent thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this dream is all about you. Let's leave your mom being in the dream and be your aunt being tied up with ropes. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. It's about you letting go. You see, this thing happened a long time ago, but you were only able to tell your mom at 2020. You see, so it means that even if omolelese mom, you still haven't healed when. So this dream is actually about you. The dream is basically saying to you, you need to let go of this thing, heal, because now the rope CD that this thing or sense utiqualilates more this thing. Get an assistance, either go through a counseling process or talk to someone or in the Western way and oh boy, like I don't know, we fit this or because this thing it's making you to be stuck. Because now, and this thing, what can cookie one and now it's me going into your reading. It made you not to trust people. It made you to be, you feel unsafe. You don't feel secured. You've got emotional issues. Sometimes you feel like a troll, sometimes feel like a set. So there's lots of things that goes through in your emotions and in your spirit. So get a professional help. Before you get in touch with people like us, for you to be able to live out there or to go through the details of that specific moment and enter in your system and wash it out. And most importantly, forgive the person who did this to you, because you are still hanging into that, and that is clouding, it's blocking most of your things somehow. And I can reassure you, once you've done this, then you would be able to. I would advise that you go to a herbalist and you get water, holy water or something, and water, and then as you pass, you must also get barking and holy ash. So it's holy water and then it's going to be holy ash. So you're going to be talking that you are bathing this thing out in terms of the spirit, and you are forgiving this person, and then take that water and then your normal bath in your normal toilet. Go there's a reason for that.
So sabeka bathe but a tsholele
kwa and let go and never look back. Don't look back. Just what am I straight more thing. Or you're going to do amazing things, but most of the things this stagnant, the quality this thing how, because this thing has affected you emotionally, it has affected your confidence, it has affected yourself as a man. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust your decisions that you make. You question yourself a lot. You need to let loose and let go.
Thanks, man. There you go. Mamela he. Also feeds. No meat. Probably a gaffer. Yeah. And I got a little kekeles.
On the street, on the air, because Bolelo Buang and Tatamukwele. Since Rebuaka di Toro, I had a strange dream this week. Mokito Hango High, Tembis. It was like a smoke on Nalamam. Ha ke re ke a tsoga ke a tsa eng room ke tshola gore heat ya paraffin ya tuka ma a hona motho e laitileng ya itukela fela hona mo go sa gama ke smoko go bana le lentso fela le fitlhang go nna gore ke gemetse ke wa rapelele metsi ao bese ke nka jeke eo ke tshela mollo o but ga ke etsa jalo instead of mollo o fele the flame it grew bigger and bigger ke phaphama moo he ga kere ke tshela metsi ka tholo mollo o yanong wa gola so ba mogolo yanong.
All right, that's Bulelo. Metsi turned into paraffin.
Yes, I love this dream, and I like the complex of it, and this person that is telling us about this dream. Point number one, she's a gifted person. She's a prayer. Fire means that there's something that is going to brew, that is going to divide either the family or the people within her space. She, as an individual, she's the one who's got the solution. What is the solution? The solution is for her, Horatimo Mullo, is to pray about whatever that is going to come. Because this thing that is coming is very huge and is going to divide the whole family. It's a fire, not necessarily in a physical form like a fire, but it's something huge.
It's going to engulf the family.
Exactly, definitely. You see, so she needs to pray about it. Because also when I pick up as she speaks, there's lots of things that are happening in the family, lots of accusations in terms of witchcraft and all this, that, and gossip and all that. So there's something that is brewing. And from where I'm sitting, there's two females within the family, and she knows them, that are instigators in the family, that are doing this thing. So she needs to be careful about these two women. The other one is a short woman with a bit of a body, a bit chubby. She needs to pay attention. She needs to pray very hard, because this thing is going to happen starting from, this is October. Anytime from the 10th of November, it's going to happen. It's going to cause a big chaos in the family. So she needs to pray.
The solution?
The solution is for her to pray and get help. Get help through the ancestors. Go and communicate about your kohau and communicate with Mudim to say, "Kukopom pemaatla into kaya bona shile kuchud pampensiona through monitoring." And by then, I'm the solution. I need to rekirapele. So I kapriyaka this thing. Ikonohor itloche. She needs to get a red candle and atsohe within 12 and 3 midnight, and then just pray with it, and everything will be well.
Good morning, the best in the city. Lete woho. Kilorile. Kilo batlela ngwana wa kilo batlela ngwana ka ngwanana Palesa tshelete ha bontata hai ha ke fihla ke fihla ke thola mewa hai le teng kere ne ke tlo kopela Palesa tshelete ho ntata hai mara ka hopola hore ish konje ntata hai o hloka hetsa kare ish anga zwitsiwa nzo funi mali go boba bake seka shonile mewa hae atswa dikeledi mewa ntate wa Palesa atswa dikeledi and tshwara le rameng ene le yana o hlokahetse, so I don't know what it means. Kopaleng explain it.
Okay, that's a very good dream, but it's a very specific dream. There are complex dreams and very simple dreams. This is a simple dream. It's not complicated, but it purely means that she needs to try and dig what is the inheritance that it might be outstanding for ngwana wa gae elong gore the late person o mongwediste ka yona. So she needs to do a bit of digging. So it's just, it was saying there's something that elong gore ribetse ngwana. You might not be aware of it. We all know. We now know gore there's lots of unclaimed inheritance, you know. There's a show called Unefa talks a lot about that, yeah. You know. So it's one of those things that says go and get that. There is something that is waiting for you, but you need to and just do a bit of trace. So it's just a specific dream saying don't just sit around, not do anything. And from what I see, so it's very important. So it was just trying to communicate the policy which was not claimed or an investment and get an understanding of that, and then the right things.
All right, we're going now to Pimville. Hello, Palesa.
Hi,
thanks for holding. We're good.
Thank you so much. My date of birth is the 5th of March, 1987.
5th of March 1987.
You know,
okay.
Yes, I find it such a coincidence how I live out dreams today, because since yesterday I've just been so emotionally exhausted and I just feel so overwhelmed. And kaje ko ke to ha ka toro ya hore gore ke lo ra ke na le mazango ma montong, and then ha ba ntse ba kita ke ya ma lena ke ba joina ke kita le bona. I know hore ke na le calling, but then because ko haye ha ba latele di ntse tseo, a ke tle hore ke na le calling ya eng. The last time ha ne ke consult ba ne ba itse ke na le calling ya go thusa batho ka metsi le hore ke rapelle batho. But you know, I see things and at times ke tsotsa re ke a bona or ke lori le na ntso e ntata bana ba ka o tlhoka setse like 2 years back, and I constantly see him, so a ke tle hore ke a bona or ke tloga ke lora na ntho eo, you know.
Okay.
Like I would just be in a taxi and then ke bone nkare ke mo bone or ke mo lorile, I don't know.
All right.
So yeah, ke kopa thuso mo.
Yeah, ke palesa.
Okay, I was palesa, okay? Okay. You do have a gift. That one I can just verify from onset. You do have a gift. What I differ with you, I differ when they say that it's a gift of korapelaeng. It's a gift of hukita. It's a gift more otosebedisang masapo, and then it's a gift more all otosebedisang happy the herbs. You know Lord Kamiriana. You have to know Lord Kamiriana. It might have mohong otoaparadi pecha otosebedisang baebele di kerefe, but a lot of it has to do le masapo. You see, so you need to waste morahun too. Oscar, because what I pick up from you, and this is not done only by a lot of people. People are gifted, but the thing that you start with is a sevita. Baba to turn a little bit, tate mazulu, whoever. Follow the way, but the move how, but we again. For now, to be able to understand this, because the most how you still trying to get horbako kai hand batuba. Kitrobatla unke loko something that we call sevatla. Okay, let me explain quickly what is that. Sebatla badimo is a place as Kangeni at the bushes, Kosukwen, Mohos Nambu Jamuteng. You're going to get your 1 meter cloth white, your 1 meter cloth a red, and then Chibuko, whatever, and just go and communicate and ask these people to give you guidance. But a lot of more ntunyaho ya sidim otlo gita a lot. Hence tsa o bona di sangoma di gita le wena. A ona re ka bona di sangoma elong o lere o motho leng hore o phapata matso, you supposed to be in a church. So they are showing you that this is your journey. This is where it will start from. So ke kopa re latelle ka mokgo ba o bontshang yona ka teng. It's great. It's a beautiful gift. It will thusa le batho ba bang ka montlung. And this thing also, it's not only about you. Le ka montlung ho stagnant. You are the one who's holding the key to open up for other people as well. Baba Lintenka Muntu. One,
Yes, the late husband, yeah.
You will see things. It's normal for a spiritual person to see batho ba shweleng. A re bone batho bana ka batho ba normal. Re ba bona either ka dipono or re ba bona. So how o mona a tlhagella at that point of time? Mo botse gore what is the issue? The other thing enna ampontshang yona, it's about how he was buried. There's certain rituals that were not followed when he was buried, and untaita something about dieta. Do you know what happened? Was he buried barefoot or not buried? What is that about shoes? What is it about shoes? Was he buried barefoot? Was he buried a buried
chago? Or was he buried? How?
Was he wearing shoes when you buried him?
Oh, na come on. Na I just went on the day of the funeral, and then come on, fell a moko. Boxing, but then
I
like full body.
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm talking about that, because he had a thing for shoes. He was obsessed with shoes, just and nice shoes. Are you confirming that?
Are you aware?
Are you aware of that?
Am I aware of
shoes? He loved shoes. He loved shoes. He had a thing for shoes.
He loved me.
Okay, she's struggling to hear.
Because of time, thing is that are you aware that he had a love for shoes? If you are aware, just find out from his immediate family how he was buried, and then if there's a point he was buried barefoot and all that, you can actually take him the shoes and just buy a pair of shoes, your omo kolibi clang, and just place them. Then say, here are the shoes, but you can't wear them because orobeti and the national molefatsing retailer. But here are the shoes, you know, opposite one akasemoya, and just take the shoes still and put them montung, and then you'll just give them to somebody wana or whoever along hore or a string connection le papa hai. For akono hata modi footsteps sing za papa hai, but he's with you every step of the way. So just work on it.
Nice one. Let's take a last one because of time. Kinswalo, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. Straight to the point. What's your dream?
I had two bad dreams, and soon after those dreams, I was involved in a car accident. The first one was there were flies inside my laundry basket. Inside my dirty laundry basket, as there were full of them. And then the second dream is a rat.
A rat?
My husband was Elinjan.
All right.
Right, okay.
Birth date?
And my husband was reluctant to take it out. I was busy preparing him to take it out, but they are not phone.
So after these two dreams, Nogu, Tintualo, sorry, because of time, I'm going to push you. So after these two dreams, you had a car accident, ne? Is that what you're saying? All right. And then what's your birth date?
1988,
9 August. Okay, all right, Tintualo. Did he say anything about the deceased? Has been deceased or something.
Oh, in Dotaku is Shoni Lisa Sakona?
Yeah, Peel.
Okay, right. So there's nothing about a deceased. Okay. The flies and the rat, it's all bad energy. It's all not good things. What I'm seeing here, there's a lot of cleansing that needs to be done within your space and within you as a person, as an individual. So within your body, physically, cleansing to be done, and within your space, they need to be cleansing. A lot of things, people can say, some can interpret or secret or king, but there is bad energies or bad omens that are following you wherever you are. So you need to get help to somebody to cleanse your yard or cleanse your surrounding or your space, and also cleanse you as an individual. So that in Tosahori. So that's why even after the Laurent show, something happens, you get an accident or you get involved into something bad, it shows that you're into MP, that you're going to be close to the and this thing is just for you. I don't want anybody listening to follow this dialogue. It's purely for you, because I know people will do it and it will not work according to them. Get a red candle and buy 7 needles. Please listen attentively. Get a red candle, buy 7 needles,
okay.
Around the candle, and pray for 7 days. 7 days. Every time, orapel. On the 7th day, orapel about me. Because I'm not going to be specific about orapel about what you know, what you have to pray about. On the 7th day, those needles. You must go and buy fresh needles from the store. Don't use the one that you've got already. This thing, because when you just have to work, what are the results, and keep in touch with me either through Facebook or either my contact at the end of the show, and then we'll talk about this further.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Tim
Swallow.
Thank you.
Cheers. There you go. You're saying you're having a crossover breakfast.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be on the 5th of December. Go Montana, go Pretoria, north of Pretoria. There's a nice place there called the Ultimate Sky Montana.
Okay.
I want to engage with about 100 to 150 people. It's going to be in a garden space. It's a crossover breakfast. Our breakfast will be done with Auzola's Kitchen. Lovely chef. Lovely chef.
All right.
So she'll be also in my space. People must just keep on following me on my Facebook page, Instagram,
for more details,
and Twitter for more details. Tickets will be sold at CompuTicket for about 450 per person.
Okay.
You know? And then it's going to be amazing. So it's called Crossing Over Breakfast with Teboho the Medium. It's going to be wonderful. And obviously, like, I'm not going to be able to see everybody there. So people that I won't be able to pick up randomly, I will then have a one-on-one session.
After that. Quick one.
Yeah.
For next month. I've been saying it, and I know I've been saying it jokingly. Mbali will back me up, but I think it's true.
Yes.
Is there a way of telling if Muto Jolan Liana is the right person for you?
Yes, and I get a lot of that. So next month we are talking about that. I'll be able to
tell you
if Muto Jolan Liana or right for wena, and if Lord Lenyalan and things are not working out, why are things not working out? And if you are still looking, what kind of a person you should be able to attract? Okay, so I'll be
all of that about it next month.
Next month
with Devil Hall.
Yeah, I'm open for face to face consultations.
Which number?
Moving forward. So if you want to keep in touch with me, you can call Mudiehi on 079-820-5086. Mm-hmm. It's 079-820-5086, or you can call on the other number, which is 067-392-3017. I'm open for face to face. It's going to be amazing. Come and see me. Let's have a chat and let me connect you with your people.
We'll see you next week, next month, that is.
It's always a pleasure, Brachi.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.